The New York Giants visit the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. On today's crossover edition of the Locked On Giants podcast, we have co-host of Locked On Cowboys, Marcus Mosier. He's going to help me break down the key storylines, the key matchups, and everything in between to get you ready for Thursday's big game. That's coming up next on the Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Crossover Thursday is presented by our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is so much fun and it's easy to play. There's no competing with other players, just you versus the projections available. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times the amount of your money on your entry. It can literally take less than 60 seconds to enter. It's that easy. We love Prize Picks, and we know you will too. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On.
Welcome into another crossover edition of the Locked On Podcast Network. It is Locked On Giants, Locked On Cowboys. I am joined today by Patricia Traina of Locked On Giants, Marcus Mosier of Locked On Cowboys here. Patricia, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Marcus. Getting ready for Thanksgiving turkey, Thanksgiving football. Nothing like it.
There's nothing better than a 7-3 matchup between two NFC East teams in primetime on Thanksgiving Day. Should be a lot of fun. Let's talk about some of the biggest storylines going into this game. Patricia, what's going on with the Giants right now?
Who's on first? Who's on second? You know, the old Abbott and Costello routine. Now, seriously, the Giants took a bad, bad beating at the hands of the Detroit Lions on Sunday. And I'm not just talking about the score. I am talking about injuries. They've got some serious, serious injuries and some questions that they have to figure out. They were banged up at cornerback, losing their top cornerback, Adoree Jackson, on a punt return, no less. And don't get me started on that because I was against that move. They are down a receiver. Their promising rookie, Wandale Robinson, tore his ACL. So now heaven only knows who's going to take up that slack, is, you know, because Kenny Golladay, who you would think would be the guy they would go to, he hasn't really done a whole lot. And there are some injuries also on the offensive line, which just so happens to be the key, one of the key positions on the football field. We don't know if John Feliciano, the center, is going to play. We don't know what they're going to do at left guard. We don't know who's going to play right tackle. So a lot of injury-related question marks. And, you know, that offensive line, I mentioned that being a key position. That's key because, you know, the Dallas defensive front, they're pretty good.
Not bad.
They do a lot of funky things with stunts and twists and stuff to confuse offensive lines. And this is not a good week if you're the Giants to be having a new offense, potentially having a new offensive line configuration where the chemistry and the communication probably isn't as sharp as you'd like it to be on a short work week. So that's got a lot of Giant fans kind of on the edge of their seats, biting their nails, if you will, about this game.
I've got some questions about the offensive line. We are recording this on Wednesday, so we haven't seen the final injury report yet, but Evan Neal did not play particularly well in the last meeting between the Cowboys and the Giants. Do you expect him to play in this game on Thursday?
I think that's how they would like it to be. I think that's how it's trending. That being said, the Giants this week did not have a full practice. They did walkthroughs.
Yep.
They did a walkthrough Monday. They did a walkthrough on Tuesday. And then, of course, Wednesday today that we're recording this is a travel day. So I don't know how ready Evan Neal is going to be to play this game. I know he wants to play. I know he feels that he can play, wanting to and feeling like you can, great, but are you physically ready for it? That's another story. And that's a decision that the coaches I know are going to be considering because the guy that's been replacing Evan Neal, Tyree Phillips, is dealing with a neck injury.
Yep.
So, you know, do they go to him? Do they go to Matt Parrott, who finished out the game last week. That's a decision they've got to figure out. I think they would like for Evan Neal to play, but you know, he hasn't played in over almost 4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, five, if you throw in the bye. How ready is he going to be, not having had a full practice under his belt, you know, in some time?
Yeah, and you mentioned Shane Lemieux, one of their guards. He was on the injury report this week with a toe injury, and the center continues to be a massive problem as well. It's tough on the injury front for the Giants. Same thing for the Cowboys in the defensive line. Patricia, they've had a stomach flu bug, whatever you want to call it, just kind of go through the whole defensive line this week. Almost everybody on that defensive line hasn't practiced on either Monday or Tuesday because of some kind of sickness. So keep an eye out for that. But for Dallas, the biggest storyline is just the run defense, right? Last week against the Vikings, it didn't end up mattering because they got up so early in that game. But against Green Bay, they were gashed. Against Chicago, they were gashed. Can Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones get enough done on the ground to keep this game close? I think Cowboy fans are really worried about that, especially with it being on a short week. Like, if they can run the ball and keep things close, Patricia, we might have a game on our hands.
That's a big if, because last week the Giants, of course, they wanted to run the ball and they couldn't. Detroit did a great job of cutting guys off at the second level. Saquon didn't have a whole lot of room. But what was interesting about last week's game plan is that the Giants didn't have Daniel Jones go out on too many design runs. I have to think, and maybe that's because, you know, he had the ankle injury earlier in the year, but I have to think if the Cowboys somehow managed to bottle up Saquon early, you got to get Daniel Jones into that game and have him be accounted for. Because last week, I just felt like that was one of the mistakes that the coaches didn't, you know, that they made that cost them. And again, I don't know if it was because they were still concerned about Jones's ankle, which at this point, I don't think should be that big of a deal, but you just don't know. So I'm curious to see what the Giants counter with if the Cowboys find early success in bottling up Saquon Barkley and that running game.
All right, let's talk about some of the biggest matchups going into this game. But before we do that, we wanted to let you know that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, listen, it's pretty normal to feel stuck. But therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, secure, and accessible everywhere, 100% online. Everyone deserves to feel their best. BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. As the world's largest therapy service, they've matched millions of people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, available 100% online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and most importantly, more affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match you with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/lockedon. And again, that is betterhelp.com/lockedon. All right, Patricia, let's talk about some of the big and key matchups in this one. Which one are you keeping your eye on?
Well, definitely I want to see how Saquon fares against that Cowboys run defense, because as you mentioned, there have been some struggles, and then you throw in the illnesses and whatnot. So that's going to be a key matchup. But, you know, the one that I'm most concerned with at this point is how the Giants are going to cover those Cowboy receivers.
Yeah.
You know, again, no Adoree Jackson. He's already been declared out by head coach Brian Daboll. We don't know if Fabian Moreau, the other starting quarterback, is going to play. That would leave the Giants with potentially Rodarius Williams, who is just off or not too far off of, you know, coming back from IR. So he's still kind of finding his footing underneath him. Nick McLeod, who's been okay. You know, I don't know if he's going to be ready to carry a full load. They could also bring up Zion Gilbert from their practice squad to help out with cornerback play. Zion Gilbert has not been elevated yet. I'm curious to see if he gets elevated this week. And then they have Darnay Holmes, who's a smallish slot cornerback. So really not a whole lot of depth. And, you know, just I'm concerned against some of those bigger receivers. Who's going to cover them? And just how is this going to work?
So that's the matchup that I kind of circled as well. And we were talking actually pre-show about the Adoree Jackson injury. And it bums me out because I'm a huge Adoree fan. And to see him get hurt on a punt return, just a bummer. But yeah, it's going to be a problem for the Giants because the Cowboys like to move CeeDee Lamb around. He's been playing about 58% of his snaps in the slot this year. If they have to play Darnay Holmes against them, I mean, that's just it's an advantage for CeeDee. And then on the outside between Michael Gallup and Noah Brown, those are both 6'2", 215-pound receivers who have some size, that like to be physical, like to block in the run game. I'm certainly keeping an eye on that one. I've got another one I want to ask you about, the linebackers this year. So old friend Alan Smith has been playing a lot of snaps for the Giants. How have the linebackers been just overall this year? Because I think the Cowboys are going to use a lot of Tony Pollard as a receiver in this game.
Yeah, the Giant inside linebackers, they've seen better days. Last week, nice, I don't know how this happened, but Micah McFadden, who has kind of, you know, surpassed Tate Crowder as a starter, ended up in coverage a few times. It did not end well. Jalen Smith, you know, I always liked Jalen Smith. I thought he was the most physical of the inside linebackers they had on the team last year. I still think he's a physical guy. Coverage, you know, I'm not so sure that's his strong suit. You know, he's more of a downhill type guy, but he's probably the most complete inside linebacker they have. And that's, you know, that's like saying, you know,
a Barbie doll. Cowboy fans know what you mean. You're good.
You know what I mean. Exactly. So yeah, that is definitely a position. So, you know, could the Giants, you know, normally I would say, oh, the Giants might, you know, get their safeties more involved at that second level to help out, but they are so banged up.
No, you know, Xavier McKinney.
Right? They're missing Xavier McKinney. Dane Belton is on the injury report again with his clavicle, although I think he's going to play. Jason Pinnock, who can play safety and corner, he's got a jaw issue for which he had to go to the hospital after the game last week. So, you know, normally I would say, oh, just bring up Landon Collins, problem solved. I don't know if they're going to have the luxury of bringing up Landon Collins for this game. So, yeah, that is definitely a problem, not just in terms of the receivers, but like you said, with the running game.
And the tight ends. And we know the Cowboys, like, love to throw to all their tight ends, especially Dalton Schultz.
Yep.
And my guess, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I think Wink Martindale is going to blitz a lot in this game just so the corners don't have to cover very long, right? And that could mean a lot of quick throws to Dalton Schultz and Peyton Hendershot and Tony Pollard. And if they can beat the matchups against the linebackers and the safeties, it could be a long day for the Giants defense.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. Again, the injury situation. And, you know, you mentioned the Cowboys have had illness in their locker room. The Giants have had some sickness in their locker room as well. So, you know, I don't know who's feeling what. I mean, this goes back to last week. Graham Gano was sick.
Yep.
And he played that game. And afterwards, he's standing there with a mask and telling everybody how he needed four IVs. And, this past week, Andrew Thomas had to miss practice because he was sick, and I'm sure there
were
others.
It's going around right now.
It's going around, exactly. And it's a stomach bug, you know, just like what the Cowboys are dealing with. So I'm not sure how they're going to make this work, what decisions they're going to have to make. You know, we'll find out by 4 o'clock on Wednesday what the Giants decide to do as far as practice squad elevations. Yep. But I wouldn't want to be Joe Shane and Brian Daboll right now because there's any number of ways they could go with this.
I will say there's one matchup that does terrify me a lot if you're a Cowboy fan, and it's Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence. So in the previous meeting between the Cowboys and Giants, Leonard Williams didn't play, and that was a lot of the reason why the Cowboys were able to run the ball so successfully. Dexter Lawrence, if you haven't got a chance to watch Dexter Lawrence this year, my goodness, what a player. I can't believe that he's developed into this player this quickly, but those two guys inside against the Cowboys offensive guards, Connor McGovern, who struggled a little bit, Tyler Biotis, their center, who's been fine. I think there's a chance that Lawrence and Williams, if the Giants are going to win this game, it's going to be because of those two guys inside.
Yeah, you know, they call Lawrence Sexy Dexy. That's his chosen nickname for himself. But listen, there's nothing, and I mean this in a good way when I say this, there's nothing sexy about the way he plays. He's hard-nosed, blue-collar type, gets the job done, doesn't get a whole lot of, well, he's starting to get more credit than you know, he has in the past. But in the past, he hasn't gotten a whole lot of credit for his run-stuffing ability. He's finally, you know, developed into the pass rusher they always hoped that he would become, having a whale of a year. I mean, I think he's potentially a Pro Bowler. That's how good absolutely. He's been.
Yes.
So, you know, it's nice to see him come along. He's confident. You know, that Wink Martindale moved him over the center, which I think helped with his strength. So, you know, kudos to Wink Martindale for figuring out how to get the most out of Dexter Lawrence and just unlock that last level that was missing in his game prior.
Just an absolutely fantastic player. If you haven't got a chance to see him this year, just keep an eye on him in the middle of the Giants defense, because you mentioned that he should be a Pro Bowler. I think I'd go a step further. I think he might be an All-Pro player this year. Yep, that's how well
agree.
He's played.
I would agree. All right,
let's talk about some predictions, because I think you and I might differ a little bit how this game is going to go. We'll see. But before we do that, we want to tell you about Bet Online. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer, esports. They've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, and we know that you do, you're listening to one right now, they have those as well, where it's always the fastest and the easiest way to get in your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet Online, where the game starts. We also want to tell you about SimpliSafe. If you thought about securing your home with home security, but you've been putting it off, you want to listen up. Right now, Lockdown listeners can order the number one rated SimpliSafe home security system for 50% off. This is their biggest offer of the year, and you won't want to miss it. They are absolutely fantastic. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real, so you can get the priority police response. They have the top-rated SimpliSafe app. Stay in control of the system anytime, anywhere, arm or disarm. Unlock for a guest. You can access your cameras. You can adjust the settings. It's absolutely fantastic. They also have these smart sensors that can detect motion in every room, window, or door. They have HD security cameras for inside and outside your home. Smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real and not when just a chipmunk runs by your door or whatever. And they even have hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system that we recommend. Get 50% off any new SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/lockedonNFL. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That is simplisafe.com/lockedonNFL. There is no safe like SimpliSafe. All right, Patricia, let's make some predictions in this game. Who do you think wins this game and why?
I hate to say this, I really do, but I'm not confident the Giants pulled us out. Short work week, and I know the Cowboys have the same thing. I'm aware of that. But the Giants have to travel. They're banged up. And I know that the coaching staff has been, you know, stressing, flush Sunday's results, put it behind you. I get that. But when you're missing teammates that you've been to battle with, key teammates, you know, Wandale Robinson's, the Adoree Jackson's, you know, that's kind of hard to flush, because you're going to look to your left, look to your right, and you're not going to see that guy there. the Cowboys, you know, I don't like some of the matchups. I just don't. I think, you know, despite what you said about the defense, I think Micah Parsons is going to be a handful, more than a handful to handle. I'm wondering who's going to cover those receivers from the Giants defensive backfield, and you know, who's going to cover CD Lamb, who's going to cover Michael Gallup and Noah Brown, who's going to track down the, you know, the tight ends, and Dak is back. So I'm not feeling very, you know, rosy about the Giants' chances. They, you know, they need this game. Don't get me wrong. If they can win this game, then they eliminate the head-to-head tiebreaker, which is, you know, the first tiebreaker in the NFC in the division. I don't feel confident enough right now, given all that has happened, that the Giants are going to be able to do that. So I'm gonna say the Cowboys win this one. I'm gonna say, if you want to score, let's go with 30-17.
So I think you're on the right track, to be honest. I think you look at all the matchups and you look at the injuries, and I think it's fair to say the Cowboys are a significantly more talented team just in general and at this point in the season with the injuries, right? Like they just are. However, it's an NFC East game in primetime, and the Cowboys have really, really struggled on Thanksgiving. Even with Mike McCarthy, they've been awful on Thanksgiving. Something just tells me that this game is going to be close and that both teams are going to want to run the ball and they're going to want to shorten this game. And that means that we might get a 17-13 type of game going into the last quarter, right? And the Cowboys might be in control, but they're only up by 4. I kind of see a game like that playing out rather than the Cowboys just walk on the field and blow the Giants out. I just don't envision that happening. So I will take the Cowboys to win, Patricia, but I'm going to take them like in a 21-17 game, something that's very, very close and where the final outcome is still in doubt in the last 5 or 6 minutes of this game. It's an NFC East divisional game. I don't think it's going to be easy. That's all.
You know what? If it's that close, I'd be happy with that. But, you know, the bottom line is the Giants just have too much stacked against them. And you know, I want to believe, you know, that the fan that resides deep, deep inside of me is like, the Giants can win every game. And you can. I mean, that's why you line up and that's why you play the game. But realistically, you know, the travel, the injuries, the fact that they haven't gotten in a full practice. And again, I know the Cowboys are probably in the same boat, but the Cowboys don't have to travel. I don't think the Cowboys are as banged up as the Giants.
They're not.
So that's an awful, awful lot for the Giants to overcome. And look, if they can pull this one off and upset the Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving, given what they've gone through, then I'm sorry, give Brian Daboll coach of the year right there on the spot, because this is a big game.
That'd be great.
This is a huge game. So, but I can't sit here and honestly say that I think it's going to happen.
I will say one thing, that a lot of first year or young coaches struggle with the turnaround, playing on Sunday and then playing a, you know, a Thursday afternoon game. The good thing with the Giants and Brian Daboll is at least Daboll has some experience kind of coaching these teams. When he was with the Bills, I believe it was 2019, they played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving and just wiped the floor with them. So at least he has a little bit of experience and know how this week works. We'll see if that has an impact at all. But just to recap today's show, the biggest stories for the Giants, injuries, right? Injuries all over the place, especially in the secondary for the Cowboys. It's that run defense. Can they stop Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones? They didn't really do it. In the previous meeting, Saquon averaged almost 6 yards a carry. I think Daniel Jones had 90 rushing yards against Dallas. Be interesting to watch that. The key matchup that we are kind of keeping our eyes on is that Giants secondary against the Cowboys receivers. And then prediction-wise, I think this game is going to be close. Patricia, not so much. She's hoping, right? Hoping. That's the best way to put it. Hoping that it's close. So,
yep.
That is it for today's show. Thank you for making Locked On Giants and Locked On Cowboys your first listen of the day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts, all the same places that you would download both the Locked On Cowboys and Locked On Giants podcast. Make sure you go check out Locked On Giants with Patricia. She does an absolutely amazing job. You can check out our show at Locked On Cowboys on Twitter, YouTube, all those other places you get your podcasts. Patricia, I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
You too, Marcus, and happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners out there, Cowboys and Giants.